Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Busy morning with us. And again, our friend Dr. David Hilden, the Vice President of Medical Affairs and a doctor at Hennepin Healthcare, joins us this morning. Dr. Hilden, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay, Dave. Thanks.
Well, I wanted to get your reaction to what the governor said yesterday, because you would know this being on the front lines every day. He said the next 6 to 12 weeks are going to be critical in this fight on COVID. So, doctor, what should we be doing as a general public here in the next 6 to 12 weeks?
I think the governor's right. And what I wish we did, Dave, I wish we all got together as a community of people and all said, you know what, we got this. Because, you know, we could really control this thing if we all just kind of got together and said, here's what we're going to do, and we're going to all roll, you know, roll in the same direction, if you will. We need to fight the very normal and the very understandable fatigue that we all have about it. I'm sick of it, to be honest. You know, I'm sick of the virus just like everybody else in my personal life. I'm tired of not going home. I'm tired of not traveling. I'm tired of not going out to restaurants. But that's our reality, and so we need to fight that as best we can. And if we do that, we can make these next 6 to 12 weeks not so bad. They're not going to be great in any case, but we can make them not so bad. So it's sort of the mantra that most of us in healthcare and public health have been saying, that we have to fight that fatigue. We have to not let our guard down. Don't get complacent. Avoid gatherings. Avoid gatherings. Avoid gatherings. And if you do gather, for heaven's sakes, you have to wear a mask. Because if you don't, then you're not playing along with everybody, and your personal decisions are going to affect the rest of us. And so that's what I really hope we can do over the next 6 to 12 weeks. We can, if we put our minds to it.
You know, I don't know all the specifics, but you mentioned a mask, and I was reading earlier, Doctor, in the New York Times this morning, about counties in Kansas with mask requirements. They've seen about half as many new infections as counties without mandates. So does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. And we have to be clear that masks aren't perfect. They're not the be-all, end-all. If you wear a mask, you're like immune, like some Superman or something. That isn't the case. But it does reduce the risk of transmission. And so it clearly will save lives. Now, people say, well, you can still get it wearing a mask, and, well, you sure can. You can, but your chances of getting it are less, and more importantly, your chances of giving it to somebody else are less. So there are all kinds of examples. The thing in Kansas is a perfect example. There's studies of places that do it and places that don't, and the places that are masking up are doing better. I think you can even look at, not in Minnesota itself, the mask wearing rate in the metro area is above 90%, according to some studies. Our friends in greater Minnesota, they're only wearing masks about 80% of the time, and the cases are spreading like wildfire in greater Minnesota. And we're surrounded by places like Wisconsin, Iowa, and North and South Dakota, where the case rates are skyrocketing, and mask wearing in our four good neighbors on all sides of us is less than it is here. So it does make sense. It is not perfect, but it is one tool. It is one tool in our toolbox, and it's an effective one to reduce the rate. I read a recent study that says probably 600 to 700 people's lives will be saved if we wear masks. Now, a lot of in Minnesota, just in Minnesota, in the next several months. So if you put that thing on, keep that in mind, 600 to 700 of somebody's mom, dad, sister, brother, their lives will be saved if you simply put that mask on. It's a hard stretch for people to make, but it's the truth. Studies do bear that out.
Before you go, Dr. Hilden, and I'll have you back Thursday, and of course you can hear Dr. Hilden Sunday mornings too, which is always fascinating, but I know that you're in really good shape, and I know that you exercise. And my question would be now for those who like to play racquetball, pickleball, tennis, want to do their workouts inside. Is that okay? I mean, are we comfortable going to health clubs and places like that to stay in shape?
I think the group settings are a little bit worrisome, the big group settings. But you could go to a place where you are, specifically if you're going with somebody that's in your own bubble, in your own very circle, and that's your competitor or your co-athlete. That could work okay. Large group settings indoors are probably, I'm having a hard time figuring out how that would work. I'm not sure how I would do that. We have to find ways to exercise individually. So if you're in a place and you are way far away from anybody around you on a treadmill or the like, that's probably much safer, not perfectly safe, but much safer than if you're in an enclosed small room with a larger group. It's clearly time and distance. So 15 minutes within 6 feet of somebody is far riskier than 5 minutes 20 feet away from somebody. So I think we're going to have to pick and choose how we exercise. And you said I'm in shape, but I've put on 10 or 15 pounds. I could barely get my sport coat buttoned last night, and I said, oh, my goodness, I got to do something. And so I, too, am trying to figure out ways to exercise. I don't think it'll be in a group setting in a gym, though. That scares me a little bit.
Dr. Hilden, we'll have you back here on Thursday, if you don't mind. Talk some more here and get an update as to what's happening in Minnesota.
Absolutely will do. Stay safe, everybody.
He's Dr. David Hilden, Vice President of Medical Affairs and a doctor in Hennepin Healthcare with us. On WCCO, our time is 7:28. Traffic and weather coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.